AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. U.S. military Osprey aircraft carrying 8 people crashed off southern Japan. A crew member found in the water was pronounced dead. More from the AP's Jennifer King.
The aircraft was headed from a Marine Corps air station near Hiroshima to an airbase on Okinawa when it apparently tried to make an emergency landing. Witnesses reported seeing fire coming from the Osprey's left engine.
The Osprey is a hybrid that takes off and lands like a helicopter, but during flight can rotate its propellers forward and cruise much faster than an airplane. The truce between Israel and Hamas runs out today. In Brussels, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says,
"We'll be focused on doing what we can to extend the pause so that we continue to get more hostages out and more humanitarian assistance in. We'll discuss with Israel how it can achieve its objective of ensuring that the terrorist attacks of October 7th never happen again."
International mediators are encouraging Hamas to keep freeing hostages in exchange for the release of Palestinian prisoners. Consumers spent enough to keep driving the economy to a brisk 5.2% annual pace from July through September. The AP's Julie Walker reports it's an updated estimate.
The government had previously estimated that the economy grew at a 4.9% annual rate last quarter. This second estimate of growth for the July to September quarter confirmed that the economy sharply accelerated from its 2.1% rate from April through June. It showed U.S. gross domestic product, the total output of goods and services, grew at its fastest quarterly rate in nearly 2 years. Consumer spending, the lifeblood of the economy, rose at a 3.6% annual rate from July through September, still healthy, but a downgrade from the previous estimate of 4%. I'm Julie Walker.
Outside Cincinnati, an explosion at an auto repair shop killed 3 people. It set off a massive fire that burned for hours. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are opening higher on Wall Street following some encouraging updates from U.S. companies, including General Motors. The S&P 500 was up 0.7% in the early going Wednesday. The Dow added 80 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite was up 0.9%. GM jumped more than 10% after the automaker raised its dividend and said it wouldn't have any trouble absorbing the cost of its new labor contract. Tech companies were also higher. NetApp jumped 15% after easily beating analysts' forecasts for earnings in its latest quarter and raising its outlook for the year. Hewlett Packard Enterprise rose 7% after raising its sales forecast. Treasury yields were lower. The yield on the 10-year Treasury, which helps set mortgage rates, fell to 4.28%. Seth Zutel, New York.
Just a few days before the tree lighting, gusty winds in Washington knocked down the national Christmas tree in front of the White House. It was quickly uprighted. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.